Monday morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day and you make wonderful memories with your family today or your friends, your loved ones. If you want to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. I have the privilege of having Malcolm with me this morning.
Good
extra
morning.
Long extended version.
Mm.
Yes, I'm excited. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Dude,
it is a beautiful day out there.
It is.
And life is good.
Life is good. We
yes.
are blessed, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, I was just thinking that yesterday. I was having some issues with my little, nothing major. And sometimes you get a little bit convicted about what you whine about. And I was thinking, wow, my problems are really not that big of a deal.
Yes.
You know,
yeah. You sometimes think that you're in bad luck and why should this happen to me?
Right.
But you look around and see other people and realize that we've got it pretty good.
We do.
So many people mm-hmm. suffer in silence and just go on with their lives and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can draw a lesson from that.
Yes, absolutely. When I used to live in Okinawa, they would call us spoiled Americans. Because we would complain about something, you know? And they're like, oh, you're a spoiled American.
Actually, I had a conversation last night with some friends. We were over at a friend's house for a fish fry. And mm-hmm. we were talking about Americans abroad. Mm-hmm. And having lived in England, you always knew an American if you were in London.
Okay.
Because, well, Americans dress differently.
Oh, that's
right. A little more colorful than Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have more muted colors?
Yeah, more earth tones. Like browns and uh-huh. darker colors. They don't wear...
Hot pink.
Hot pink, no. But also, Americans are not as deferential, maybe. I'm trying to think of the right word. Don't want it to sound bad. But Americans tend to know what they want and they'll speak up for it.
Yeah.
Whereas Europeans tend to be a little bit less pushy.
Maybe a little more passive?
More passive, yeah.
Yes.
And,
okay.
and I'm not sure. Maybe there's a blend between the two that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, having lived in both cultures, yeah. I have achieved that. I probably don't think so.
You haven't mastered it yet? Why not, Malcolm?
Yeah, why not? But on another subject, as I was driving up the freeway this morning, I was listening to Andrew. And when I got here, I did point out to Andrew that he missed the one most important thing about the difference between a smartphone and a flip phone.
What's that?
They were getting into all of these apps and all of that stuff. No. It's much more simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's that this flip phone is so much cooler.
Yeah.
You just sort of, with your thumb, you just sort of click it and it go clunk. It was
that snapback?
That snapback, yeah.
That's so cool. Pleasurable, right?
Yeah. You just do that and then just put it in your pocket.
Yeah, we felt kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what? When I had a BlackBerry, I thought I was the coolest thing on earth. Like, you couldn't say nothing to me. Mm. That BlackBerry was attached to my hip.
Good Lord, what happened to BlackBerry?
I don't know, but I thought there's no way I could go on from a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I think I have one in a drawer somewhere. It's probably an antique.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of funny that the phones were getting smaller and now they're just getting bigger.
That's an interesting point.
I mean, they were the flip phones we could fit in your pocket, and then the BlackBerry was little, and we just got bigger from there. I thought the whole point was to get it smaller. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, good point. Because to read all those apps on a BlackBerry screen would be a little difficult.
That's true.
To say the least.
But, I mean, I could push those buttons so fast and text.
Anyway, the day started reasonably well. I went into the green room and there was no coffee.
Oh, no. No.
I thought that was part of my contract, that there's always coffee available. I'm going to need to talk to Dave and Mary about
it. Oh, hey, there's a Keurig in the corner.
If it's not in my contract, I'm going to have it written
I'm going to write that down right now. Sir, Malcolm has to have coffee or he won't come back. No, I
So if I'm
you.
A little testy, it's because I haven't had my coffee.
I just looked at him before we started. I was like, ooh, how about I need some more caffeine this morning?
It has been taken care of. So I'll first break, I'll pop out.
Okay, great.
And things will be good.
We need Malcolm at his top, at his game.
Yes. And coffee does the trick.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We have the pleasure of having Malcolm a little longer than normal today, and I'm appreciative of that.
If you tuned into the expert panel, you don't have any experts. You just have two people who are just sort of waffling on about probably nothing.
Don't tell our secrets, Malcolm.
That's what we do best.
And if you would like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. So
I'd like to know if anybody agrees with me that it's worth having a phone. In fact, you should have two phones. You should have a smartphone, and then you should have a flip phone. That you can just be cool and click it.
I used to have a hot pink flip phone.
Ooh.
Yes. It was special.
Mm.
But, you know, now we have big, huge iPhones. But let me tell you, we are so privileged to live in an era with so much technology. I mean, you can deposit a check over your phone.
I'm not at all sure that that's entirely true.
Really?
I think a little less technology in our lives.
I mean, screen time maybe. But if I can go over to Google Maps and put any address in and it takes me right there instead of... Because when I was growing up, you know, we had the big Atlas.
Yeah.
Did you have the big Atlas that was book, the best yeah. thing ever. I mean, it had all the states and all the streets.
Yeah.
And I would look through that forever on the road trip.
Mm.
And now Google Maps directs me there and takes me the shortest route. I
mean, well, not always the shortest route.
It tries to avoid the traffic.
It sends you some odd places sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes I am driving and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. So,
but back to the point, I think that we have to learn, and I'm the worst in the world, is learn to put the darn thing down.
True.
I'm just not. Whenever I sit, first thing I do is take my phone out. I've just got to stop that because I've become a slave to it.
Yeah,
and I said
me too.
I never would.
I do too. Sometimes, though, I feel like I need that mindless disconnect at times when life is so crazy and everything's go go go, and then you just sit down and you're like, I just need something mindless to do. I'm horrible about that for a little while. You know, you ever sit down and just scroll through Facebook or something?
Frankly, I rarely if ever look at Facebook.
No. Are you on any social media?
I have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I get notifications, friends send me a notification about an event or whatever. Mm-hmm. So every maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I'll just go through. But I can honestly say that I've never posted a thing other than thank you for the happy birthday wishes, I think I did once. And then I share Pensacola Magazine things.
Okay, yeah.
I really feel that that is something that, if you're not very careful, can become all-consuming.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, you're a smart man, Malcolm.
I don't want to get to the point where I'm taking a picture of my breakfast and, you know, sending it out, posting it. Or a cup of frothy coffee. So, you know,
maybe everyone wants to see your black coffee.
Who wants to know I'm sitting on my back porch enjoying my coffee? Click, there's a picture of it. Who cares?
Hey, I have a side question. Are you a bird watcher?
Not seriously, but I do like to. I'll often sit and watch, particularly those with the red breast. Are they cardinals?
The cardinals?
Yes.
So there is this intuition that if you see a cardinal, it's maybe a loved one that's passed, coming to visit you. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it means good luck.
Oh.
When you see a cardinal.
Well, actually, there was one, I guess, buzzing around my front yard.
Well,
the other
there
day.
You go.
Oh. That's got me thinking.
Absolutely. Hmm. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mr. Malcolm Ballinger. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for listening this morning. If you want to join in the conversation, the number is 437-1620. You can give us a comment, a question, or just say good morning. You can call or text. I am here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Well, the coffee is ready. I have my coffee.
Oh, I see that.
So we can be serious now.
Yay.
Yes,
we can be totally serious now.
Yes. I did want to mention, I did appreciate Andrew playing the speech by Ronald Reagan
right
this morning. I thought that was very inspirational. And it did sort of highlight that the great statesmen that we've had over the years, mm-hmm. like Ronald Reagan.
Right.
JFK. Mm-hmm. I guess you go back a little further, Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. We just don't have those anymore. We have politicians, but mm-hmm. we don't have statesmen, and that's very sad.
Define a statesman for me. What would you consider a statesman?
I would consider a statesman, yes, he's a politician, obviously mm-hmm. has to be, because, but somebody who goes beyond party politics and to a level of, think how best to say this, but somebody who truly believes in making a better country, a better place for everybody. It's true that statesmen sort of rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think of Winston Churchill in England, you think of Roosevelt. The circumstances, they were the great statesmen for the time. I think a statesman, yes, he, she, they're not in politics. They're about making this country, any country, a better place.
I see what you're saying.
I haven't had enough coffee yet to come up with the right words.
Well, I think Reagan was really good at encouraging.
Well, I think...
he was very encouraging, and I really feel like he spoke to the heart of Americans at the time.
Yes. And I think you make a good point there, that one of the criteria that makes them a great statesman is their ability to make a great speech and inspire people.
Right, inspire people,
which
exactly.
Reagan certainly could do. Mm-hmm. Kennedy, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Churchill, if I say so, I think was probably the best.
Right.
But even Roosevelt was a great speaker too. You know, his speeches mm-hmm. to Congress, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. These are the things that motivate a country, elevate a country, I guess is.
I think also it's about unity. Like everyone, he really was good at bringing everyone together for a common cause. Mm. You know, he just really was good at speaking to all Americans and all ethnicities, and you just felt like he was speaking to you. It wasn't any, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great point. I think, you know, the debt talks that they've had now, I think clearly show that there are politicians with an agenda. Nobody seems to care about the greater good of the country. It's just make a deal, get as much as you can, stop the other guys from getting what they want. I just don't think that they worry about the direction of the country and the greater good and what's going to happen to our grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You know, so the debt is going to go to, what, $31 trillion or something?
Oh, I can't even think about it.
Can you ever imagine that we could pay that back?
No.
Maybe we don't have to, maybe. But
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but what are we leaving for our kids? Maybe I'm being idealistic here.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying completely. What do you think, though, on the flip side of that is, you know, we talk about Trump mm-hmm. having a president that's a good businessman as well. I know you said it's a lot about making deals, but then again, isn't that a lot what the presidency is about, making deals with other countries? And not going to war.
I think ideally, the president, I think a career politician is not a good choice.
Okay.
I think they should be a politician. Mm-hmm. They should be a business person. I think absolutely they should have to have earned a living to keep body and soul together. Mm-hmm. It's true that, well, Kennedy, of course, had a family trust fund. Although Reagan, I think, started out at fairly lowly level. And yes, they should absolutely have to make a living somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And learn the hard knocks of life. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, no matter what, it's not a criticism of Biden, but just to say that he's a career politician. I don't believe that he's ever had a job and paycheck. I could be very wrong.
Huh.
Certainly not for a very long time anyway.
Right.
Other than being a senator. So, but that's true in both parties. I'm not mm-hmm. being critical right. of any particular party. Mm-hmm. I think politicians in general, I'd like to see, yeah, business people, smart people.
Definitely smart.
Yeah. But more than anything, politicians who, yes, they have their own core beliefs and loyalty to their party, but at some point they look beyond that to okay. the long-term greater good of the country.
Absolutely.
In other words, a statesman, I think.
Yes, absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for listening this morning. I hope you're having a wonderful... Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's 9:27 here in Pensacola. Hope you're getting ready to have a beautiful, wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in Pensacola, isn't it, Malcolm?
It is paradise.
It truly is.
Yes. Another day in paradise.
Yes, we are so blessed to live here and be able to have all the amenities that we do to spend this Memorial Day.
Yes.
So, I was reading that you're not supposed to say Happy Memorial Day. That's really hard not to do, though. It's ingrained. You say Happy Memorial Day because it's the day of mourning. National Day of Mourning. So what do you think about that?
Well, I can see both sides.
I can, too.
If I had lost a loved one who had fought for his country, her country, mm-hmm. yeah, I would be sad in one respect because obviously... Nobody wants that to happen. But on the other hand, I think there's a little, not joy, but pleasure knowing that they died in a heroic way. And I think we should be proud of them, obviously.
Right.
I don't know that we should be sad.
You think they would want us to? Well, I was thinking they would want us to make these memories with our family.
Yes.
And enjoy the day. Yeah, that's why they... They sacrificed so we could have a, you know, be able to do, have the freedom to spend time with your family and make the choices that you make. And
I thought I saw just recently that Memorial Day is the second biggest barbecue day.
Is it?
Of the year.
What's the first? 4th of July?
July 4th.
Yeah.
So is it that there's a time, possibly in the morning, where
right.
you think of loved ones, but not only your loved ones, but any soldier, mm-hmm. Any military personnel that died in service of their country. Remember that. Remember our freedoms. Remember what they fought for. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, maybe we celebrate it with a barbecue.
Right.
So, yeah, I see both points.
Did you know that only 55% of Americans know what Memorial Day is about? I feel like that seems like a lot, but it's not. I think everybody should.
That I find hard to believe. Surely
not. I saw the statistic the other day, and I was like, are you
kidding
me?
Please don't tell me that. That makes me
feel
sad.
Isn't
that
sad?
I'm sad.
I'm sorry. I thought, wow. So it's a good day to talk to your kids about why we have Memorial Day. Maybe go put some flags at the cemetery.
It's not an excuse to have a barbecue and go to the beach.
Mm-hmm. But I think
that does make me
have that talk with your family about
that makes me very sad if that's true.
Well, we're
going to. Because we shouldn't believe everything that we read.
That's true. I just told my daughter that. Welcome back. It's 9:36. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Memorial Day. If you would like to join in the conversation, 437-1620. We do have a phone call this morning. Good morning. Maybe not.
Radio
okay.
silence.
Radio silence. It's okay. They thought of us, and that's what's important, right?
By the way, I did get a text.
You did? Okay.
Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau, she often chides me because my phone will sometimes ring in the background. Mm-hmm. So she sent me a text to remind me to silence my phone. Thank you, Tammy. I had not remembered. I now have silenced my phone. Thank you.
You know, it's the little things. It really is.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what it really is? I was saying that yesterday to a friend. It's a little tiny things that people do, like just, hey, silence your phone just to help remember to do things. Mm. It's super important.
Yeah, to be considerate.
To be considerate. Mm. Yes, absolutely.
During the break, we were talking about actually Remembrance Day in England. Mm-hmm. It's I'm trying to remember the date. I think it's the first week in November. And it's commonly known as Poppy Day.
Okay.
And what happens is that people put a poppy, it's not a real one, it's sort of a red poppy in their lapel or wherever. When I was in my teens, I remember that you would not, absolutely would not be seen without a poppy in your lapel or wherever.
Right.
It was a mark of respect. It says, I remember the fallen. And it emanates actually from the First World War, the Flanders fields, the poppy fields. Of course, now it's expanded to include Second World War, Korean War, and Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So that I think would be a great idea in this country if we could come up with some sort of symbol that people wear, like, I'm trying to think of something better than a poppy, but something different to a poppy. But anyway, a designation that, yes, I remember, I know what day it is, and I remember. Mm-hmm. And again, you would not want to be seen without it. So maybe that's a way to bring awareness.
Right.
I was sort of keen in on this 55% who don't know what Memorial Day means. I really find that hard to believe. I honestly do. I cannot believe it's that high.
Because we were talking about Christmas, and I said, well, I mean, I could understand that if you didn't grow up in a religious household, then you wouldn't be exposed to other reasons why we celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, or if you grew up in a Jewish family. Or
It's different. Right. Absolutely.
Hindu or another religion, you probably would not know.
Yes, but Memorial Day, if you live in America.
You would think
100%. 100%. Why isn't it 100%? I just saw this last week, and I looked up. I was like, wow.
We all know that Google is never wrong.
No, Google is correct every time, Malcolm.
One occasion, Google is wrong.
Yeah, we have to believe that everybody knows, right?
You should ask Siri. Siri knows better.
Okay, on this next break, I'm going to ask Siri.
Okay.
But doesn't Siri use Google to find what it needs to know?
No, I don't think so, because Siri is iPhone and Google is Android.
Okay.
So, that's a good question.
Yeah. Did you know that you can stream us on your smart devices at home?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and so in the mornings I'll say, hey, Alexa, play News Radio AM 1620, and here comes Andrew McKay. It's pretty amazing.
And I also know that on the app, I can listen to the show afterwards to see how bad I sounded.
So, Joe's,
which I do sometimes.
I don't listen to myself.
It's not a smart thing to do is to listen to yourself because you're your own worst critic, there's no doubt.
Joseph said Poppy Day is May 26th in the U.S.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
There is a Poppy Day in the U.S.?
What? come we don't know this, Malcolm? Well,
we're one of the 55% of people, I guess.
How come we didn't? Or the Friday before Memorial Day. Thank you, Joseph, for texting in today.
I did not know that.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Yeah.
Poppy Day in America. I would wear a poppy, you know?
If I had known, I certainly would.
National Poppy Day is Friday, May 26th. The American Legion Auxiliary asks for everyone to take time on this day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country and honor those who are serving or have served our nation. The annual day is always a Friday before Memorial Day. Learn something new every day.
See what Google says the date that it happens in England.
Okay, Poppy Day in England.
I think it's actually a European thing. I believe it's in November. I'm pretty darn sure.
November the 11th.
Yeah, because it's always raining. Well, it rains every day in England, I know, but especially it rains in November.
It's
always a wet day when the Queen... The Queen always, well, did. Now, of course, it would be the King. Lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Because in all wars, of course... soldiers are killed and the remains are not identified. So there's a huge statue remembrance for the unknown soldiers.
Okay.
In all wars.
I did not know there was a Poppy Day.
I did not either.
I'm so glad he texted us in. It's great to know that we have friends texting us today.
So what do we do on Poppy Day in the U.S.? How can we get a poppy?
I don't know. I guess I wonder it's because we have Memorial Day. I wonder why there's two in America, I guess.
Yes, you know? Good question.
Why do we have Poppy Day and Memorial Day? We're stumped. Joseph, can you help us?
Yes.
We're totally
obviously
stumped.
Joseph is much smarter than we are.
Totally smarter than we are this morning. Malcolm's got coffee and I don't, so that's what I'm blaming. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with Pep Talk. It's 9:43. It's a beautiful day in Pensacola for Memorial Day. We hope that you find a way to remember the fallen here on Memorial Day. And like we said, you're not supposed to say Happy Memorial Day, and that is hard habit to break because it is Memorial Day.
Can you have a good Memorial Day?
Okay.
Have a good Memorial Day. Have a great Memorial Day.
And I really hope that you make plans and to spend time with family, make memories. We had a friend text in, we older citizens remember when we wore poppies. I thought it was on Memorial Day here. They were little red paper ones.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. With a black button in the middle. And it used to be that it was a piece of wire.
I'm going to search this on Google so I can see the picture.
Yeah. You know, I've got an idea.
What?
We should start a company that makes and sells poppies.
Okay. I was telling Malcolm that the only thing I think about poppies is the Wizard of Oz. When he said Poppy Day, all I can think about is them skipping into the poppies and then they just go to sleep. I don't know why that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Well,
but not anymore. Okay, I've been schooled.
Poppies
so.
Also, isn't poppies, don't you get some sort of narcotic from?
I'm assuming so because Dorothy went to sleep and Toto.
Oh, okay.
Joseph said, sometimes the Legion has people taking donations for poppies around intersections. Maybe it's more of a northern thing. Maybe that's what it is.
You know, now I think about it. When I lived in Omaha, I remember that just very vaguely many, many years ago. Well, it needs to come back.
Why?
Again, because you can tell the world, look, I remember. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of the fallen.
Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Okay.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel as me and Malcolm digress a little bit every day, all the time when he's on, and I love it. It's great. Thank you so much for texting in. Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is so good to have you this morning listening. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. I hope you will have a great Memorial Day. Right? Is that what I can say, Malcolm?
I think you can say,
I'm kind of worried now that I'm going to offend someone. Joseph was so awesome. He sent us a picture of Poppy. Buddy Poppy, wear it proudly. Thank you. I can see it now. It's like a little flower, like you said, a little... Okay.
We need to go on a quest to make that a big event every year.
Okay, let's do it, Poppy Day. Mm. So, but you're on Mondays. So what do we do? You're not on Mondays, Memorial Day, and Fridays.
Well,
Poppy Day.
Can we sort of extend it over the weekend to Memorial Day?
Let's do it.
Wearing the poppy.
Yes. We have a few things on our agenda in the future, don't we, Malcolm?
Yes. By the way, before I forget about it, the Elcano sailed in this morning.
Oh, tell me about it.
And it's going to be docked at the end of Comandancia slip.
Okay.
I'm going to visit it this evening. I highly recommend. I was on board when they last came, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Took some wonderful pictures. It was raining like crazy that day, and it was misty, and I took a picture of it coming out of the mist towards the port. It's a very impressive ship.
Okay. And you can go on board? Is it something for everyone? Or do you just go look at it?
You can take tours. I think the last, starting, I think it's 1 o'clock today, up until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You should ask Siri to be sure.
Siri.
Or Google one of those fellas.
Oh, it's listening to me.
Yeah. but it's really fascinating. It's. I think it's a great place to take the kids.
Yeah, I think that would be great. It's a great thing to do today. We have Joe from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm just fine. I just call again because I've been listening to your conversation with Malcolm.
Yeah.
He's a very, very charming gentleman on the air. I just love listening to him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, I have to tell you that I look forward to doing this every Monday.
Oh, see, that makes me feel special.
Yep. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. I digress, as they say.
So, enjoy his perspective on American life. Just really delightful. But I wanted to comment. I'm old enough to know that we had Poppy Day in the USA when I was a child. And we all wore poppies. I believe it was celebrated in November around the time of the armistice. So I'm not that old. I remember World War I. But we did, when I grew up in the 50s and 60s, we all wore poppies, I believe, in November.
Yes, November 11th in Europe, which is, rightly say, is Armistice Day. How do you think how do you think about we go on a national campaign to revive Poppy Day? What do you think?
I'd be for it, but I can't find Poppy anywhere.
We're going to find them for sure.
Had to get the movement going, I guess.
Yes.
Me and Malcolm, we got this.
Yeah. Well, Joe, if you have a couple of bucks to finance it, we could probably set up a little factory
for
them.
Help us, Joe.
Yeah. you supply the cash.
As up from the Bridesmaids movie, help me, I'm poor.
Yeah.
Malcolm's newsletter, I think that put me over the edge. That's great. Great. Really enjoy. Keep it up.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
That.
I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love it when people call
in. Kind of makes you feel better about coming every Monday.
Some days when you don't feel like it. Someone is listening to us. Banter, as we banter.
I'm glad he likes that we waffle on it a little.
I know. We haven't said one thing about your magazine this morning.
Well, who cares?
We talk about it every
Monday. It's Memorial Day.
But let's just say you're about to have a new one come out, right? Your Pensacola magazine.
Yes, in fact, it's at the printers now.
Oh,
we shall have it back very shortly. And, of course, Downtown Crowd will be here on, I think it's due to come on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, next Monday we have brand new magazine new. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Perfect.
And it'll have all of the information about upcoming events in Pensacola.
Yeah, that we can look at your magazine and know what's going on. For sure, around Pensacola. You've got everything in the Pensacola magazine and Downtown Crowd. So There is never a shortage of things to do in Pensacola, that is for sure.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you want to join in this conversation that's about Poppy Day, Memorial Day, Reagan or Bush, whatever we get to, you can text or call 437-1620. I hope you're having an amazing day and that you have plans to spend with your family, friends, loved ones, and remember the fallen today on Memorial Day. And as we say this morning, you're not supposed to say happy Memorial Day anymore, so I hope you have a great Memorial Day. Is that better?
I don't know about that. I'm going to have to think about that.
Well, let's ask Chris from Pensacola.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think? Should we say happy Memorial Day?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone should be happy, not because of the fallen, but because they gave us the opportunity to have a good day.
Thank you, Chris.
That is a great way to put it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We were speaking about the poppies, and you can look it up on the internet, but we have a poppy memorial in D.C.
Oh,
and it's, I think there's like 465,000 poppies put into acrylic.
Huh.
So it's this long, bright red poppy wall. So check it out.
Wow.
Thank you. We will. Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling in this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
We are going to take a quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing on this Memorial Day. Malcolm, we've just kind of went over a lot of different things today. Poppy Day and Memorial Day, and we're going to bring back Poppy Day, right?
Yep.
We're going to figure this out. So when should we bring it back, in November or during Memorial Day?
I think maybe combine it with Memorial Day.
Okay.
I kind of have to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was said, I think originally November 11th because of Armistice Day. Well, now it's gone way beyond that. It's remembrance of all fallen heroes in all of the wars that both England and the U.S. have fought in.
Oh, wow. They do have a wall of honor in D.C., the Poppy Wall.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
That is really neat. Thanks so much for letting us know that.
I wonder if the number of poppies is significant.
So more than, hang on, let me see this real quick. More than 645,000 reasons to remember the USAA Poppy Wall of Honor, a tribute to our nation's fallen heroes.
Oh.
I love it. It's gorgeous, too. Wow, that's really cool. Thanks so much for letting us know that, because I didn't know that. So
we all learned a little today, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I appreciate that. I truly do, and I appreciate you coming on and spending some time with me. I know you're going to go have some fun.
Am I allowed to play golf on Memorial Day?
Absolutely.
Is that part of having a good Memorial Day?
I think so. Mm. You've been here. We've talked about Memorial Day and honoring
the fallen.
And we have talked
about, remembered.
Yes. We've done our due diligence.
Now I can go, hopefully play some decent golf.
My friend's
not
son,
throw too many clubs.
I told my friend's son the other day, I said, listen, if you want to look really good at golf, just take me with you. You'll look like a pro.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning, Malcolm. We have more to come here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.